We have that every week, don't we, Greg? Where, you know, you've the guard coming on here and they're talking, there's always a car broken into somewhere in the county, or indeed there can be a spate of them, there could be 10 maybe. We'll use this chance maybe to just again remind people of the very basics. Ensure your vehicle's locked, first of all, whether it's parked at home or in a public place. Park it in a well-lit up area. It does tend to be in dark areas where these vehicles are broken into. These are creeper-style thefts, we call them. Store your keys away from windows and letterboxes. Don't store valuables such as cash, jewellery or electronics even in your car. You know, kids' tablets and things like that, and telephones.
And often too, be it a van or whatever it might be, they're people's place of work, or at least how they get to and from work and carry the tools of their trade now.
As bad as it is, stealing somebody's handbag, it's worse when, you know, I think you agree with me on that one. When somebody can't go to work in the morning because their drills and stuff been stolen, you know, to keep a man back from work, it just makes it way worse. You know, sometimes it's impractical for workmen to remove the tools because if the van's full of tools, whatever, and they can't be doing that every evening. Additional locking mechanisms should be fitted to the vehicles, and consider maybe tracking devices and things like that, you know, monitored alarms, even air tags, things like that, you know, you